Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever episode of What's Bacon. It is absolutely fantastic to be in your ears right now. My name is Ben, and I am joined by my two best mates, Jimmy and Christian. Boys, how are yous?
Good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. I'm on a high off that set I just did, so...
Fuck yeah.
So we've just been out at... Oh, where are we? Family Hotel?
Family Hotel.
Maitland. The boys kind of support me doing some stand-up, which is always nice, and... Not to be, you know, just to be modest, because, you know, it's probably my best quality is my modesty.
Oh, yeah. You're very good at it.
Fucking crushed it.
Yes. Fucking.
Nah, in all honesty, man, you did do really good.
Absolutely. Crushed it easy, man. And the biggest laughs, biggest claps, everything.
Yeah. And the fact that it was a clean set, too, was even more impressive, because I remember...
I was pretty happy with
that. I remember before you wrote it, you were talking about doing it and how worried you were, because you haven't done a clean set before.
Because you're rude.
Yeah, because you're a Rudy boy. But you smashed it, man. You done so well. Hey, I was kind of thinking a little bit like, oh, I wasn't expecting it to be as funny as the other stuff because it was going to be clean. But yeah, you're pleasantly surprised, man. So
I thought you were going to be shit.
Yeah,
no.
Fair enough. It is hard to make clean stuff funny. Cause even if you got like a half decent line, it's so easy to just bump it up a notch with, just by saying fuck or shit or something like that.
That was really good.
But yeah, that was a good night. So, thanks for coming, boys. So.
Yeah, that's good.
What's been happening with you guys? Anything exciting, Christian?
Not too much. I finally got all my stuff together for my portfolio for my modelling, so I can actually start doing paid
sexy
gigs
boy.
Now. Putting myself out there, you know, for a bit of photos. Now actually get some money.
You know, too bad this isn't a visual medium, and no one can see your absolute Adonis physique and beautiful face.
Yeah, you're our poster boy.
It really is a shame because I'm all greased up in oil right now, just in the underwear. But
you're Calvin Klein's.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get a Patreon going eventually, and this top subscribing tier can just get your nudes.
That's OnlyFans. We'll just start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, you get a subscription.
What's Bacon OnlyFans?
Fuck yeah.
These guys can be my managers.
Fuck yeah.
My only fan managers. I'm not sure what that pays, but like I'll at least give you a lot.
We own 10% of you.
Yeah, but 100% of your pay.
So for the rest of your life, we own 10% of what you have.
Whatever you do.
Is that everything? So I get a wife. Does that mean you get 10% of my wife?
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
What's 10% of the week?
What's 10% of the week? What would that be like?
Well, I'd have
like 14-something%.
Yeah. Well, we get that many hours if you...
I wonder if that's accurate.
14 hours.
Yeah, no, I think that is accurate.
If I ever get married and get a wife, you can definitely fucking take 14 hours a week of that away from me, so go for it.
Well, it's recorded now, too. So.
Fuck, sorry, future
wife.
This is
a legally binding podcast.
You better tell her that on the wedding day.
Just play this podcast on the wedding day.
Yeah.
Then it won't be a wedding day.
She'll fight to get a divorce.
What about yourself, Jimmy? What's been happening, mate?
We haven't saw the shit comedian tonight.
Oh, yeah?
No, it was the other ones. What about all them, like, forgetting their jokes and bombing and stuff tonight?
It was a bit rough. It was like, once the first one, it was like a domino effect.
It was, wasn't it?
Once the first one went, they all kind of started to tumble. So.
But they were all comedians that, like, I've seen at least, like, you know, three or four times. But I mean, like, but not once did they look like fucking up their sets or anything. But then tonight, they all...
Who was it? Mitchie went first, the shorter
guy. Yeah, he fucked up towards the end.
But he held it really well.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Mitch was one of the guys who came to Dubbo with me. When I did the Fringe Festival out there. I love Mitch.
Yeah.
Which one was Mitch?
Mitch was the shorter one who had the joke about hitting kids.
Glasses and whatnot.
And he always goes, "What's up, kiddies?"
Yeah.
I fucking love him.
From the first time I went...
He's funny.
Before I did stand up, I went and watched a couple, and I just really liked Mitch straight away.
He's fine.
But he handled it really well. Mm. And then who was on after that? I think it was what's his name?
He was clapping for everything. Or...
Tall bloke.
Oh, jeez. Oh, he's a tall young bloke.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wilson's still fairly new to comedy, though.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then it went to Laws, who's, you know, she's got hour-long shows and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's like really, she's, I think she just had a few too many beers.
She just did a few lives, like a tour and stuff.
Yeah, too, yeah, she's so. Been yeah. killing it. Yeah. Doing really well, but yeah, she, well, she's had a few too many beers, right. I think. But then, I think was that skinny Sheila who was on before me, did she forget anything? I think she did all right, actually.
Nah, she did all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren, I think it was.
Yeah.
I've seen her before, but it's been a while. And, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. She didn't spell her name properly.
she was just get your license out and look at it all.
She was good, though.
Yeah, yeah, she was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, I don't know, it was weird, but.
Yeah. Maybe it was.
Thankfully, it didn't rub off on me. So.
And then.
Let's get into some random questions that I've got for you boys.
The good shit.
All right.
Hence why we call this What's Bacon, because this is just random questions.
Keeps the lights on.
All right. That's right. All right. So first question, boys. What are two things that are good on their own, but bad together?
Ooh.
Good on their own, but bad together.
Like, anal sex and my butt.
Sex and driving a car.
These two good things put together, even better. Sex and car. Yeah.
Sex and, oh, I mean, like, a blowjob, but I'm talking about, like, actual, like, sex, like.
Yeah, true. Yeah, car sex does suck.
Yeah, that's true. Driving cars is cool. Sex is cool, but, yeah, sex in the car is
even bad. Having, yeah, just, like, having sex in the back seat, like, that's just.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's no room.
It's better than the front seat.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Like, especially when you're so tall as well. Like, just doesn't work. Yeah. Does not work.
And they're real fat.
Yeah. No, it makes it better. two things that are good on their own. Probably, like, I don't know, sex in, like, a family reunion or something. I'd say that. Yeah.
That's a fair one. All right. I'll give you another one then.
Yep.
All right. You guys are organising a music festival. You get five acts.
Yep.
Who are you booking?
What? Ever? Of all time?
All time.
Dead Alive. Holy fuck.
Wait. So am I doing this to make a profit, or am I doing it just because I'm a little selfish cunt and I want
money? You're just putting on whoever you want.
We're billionaires and we just want to see.
You don't give a shit about making money or whatnot. You're putting on whoever you want.
I just like, I basically shit money and throw it down the toilet. So yeah. I think, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So five.
I would. Holy shit, I don't know, man. I probably not in any particular order.
No,
I'd have to have like a really sick like laser show of Pink Floyd, like just this mad like trip out Pink Floyd. I'd chuck in the Misfits. I can just like early Misfits, Danzig era, Metallica as well. Put them in there, but like. Early metal, like Master of Puppets and shit like that, like real thrash metal.
They're not allowed to play their late stuff.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, not if I'm putting this concert on. I'd be like, no, you guys have to play like Kill 'Em All and shit like that. Like,
I'll fucking pay you extra not early to play your newest shit.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck yeah.
Right, so we've got Pink Floyd, the Misfits, and the Metallica.
Very mismatched.
So two
more. Fuck, I don't know, man. I'd chuck in. I would have. Let's put Gwar in.
Gwar?
For sure.
Gwar.
Yeah, I'd put Gwar. and then headlining.
Headlining.
Rancid. I'd put Rancid. Old punk band. Yeah.
Rancid.
Yeah, that's what I'd
Damn.
Do. Start off with Pink Floyd, actually. That's the first one, so you get all like cool in the moment. And then in the order I said.
Yeah. Fuck mine. Jeez. That is a hard one. Like you said, no particular order, but Misfits, probably early like Danzig era Misfits. Oh, I don't know. Actually, Michael Graves as well. I did like Michael Graves stuff.
Mash up, would you?
Yeah, Danzig and Michael Graves together. Yeah.
Just not Jerry only singing.
No, not Jerry. Fuck. I went and saw fucking Jerry only sing like in when he went to Sydney and played at the Metro. Like fucking would have been 12 years ago now.
And he was like. It was like the Misfits, wasn't it? Like that's what he called these.
No, yeah. We went and saw the Misfits. So I still got the ticket, and it says the Misfits, but it was Jerry only.
Yeah.
It was what's the guy out of the Black Flags? I mean, he was the bass guitarist. I can't remember. But basically, I went and saw it, and like it was back when I was younger. And I didn't know the Misfits as well as I do now, and I didn't appreciate them as much. It was actually more kind of going and paid for the tickets for my friends, because what happened is they wanted to go see him play in Newcastle at the Cambridge, but it was,
yeah,
it was 80 plus.
Yeah.
Hold the mic closer, man.
Sorry.
Talk into it.
They wanted to go see that show. They had the tickets, but they didn't know it was 18 plus, and they were under 18. So they actually couldn't get in to see the show. And they told me, and I kind of knew the Misfits. I like some of their music and shit. So I was just like, well, where are they playing next? And like, oh, tomorrow in Sydney at the Metro. And I had got my red peas and shit at the time, so I was the only one that could drive. And I was like, well, fuck, I'll drive us down there and we'll get tickets.
You could have as many people as you wanted in your car and your red peas after like 9 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
Suck shit, new people. Please.
I know. They were talking about that at work as well. I'm like, that's fucking heap shit.
Yeah.
But actually, what's a funny story about that, actually, where we went and saw them, after the show, Jerry only came out and sat on stage and it was actually signing shit for people. But it was really cool because, like, heaps of people left. So it was only probably maybe, like, 10, 15 people. He was just sitting on stage talking to people, signing shit. I didn't have anything to sign. My mate, who was a big-ass fan, he, like, got, like, his shirt signed and shit.
Signed the bag.
And his partner, she had this pink Hello Kitty fucking... was it? I think it was her handbag. Her like pink Hello Kitty handbag. And so she turned around to me and said, hey, go get him to sign this for me. Looking at it now, it would have been so stupid. So I walked up to Jerry only with a pink Hello Kitty handbag and asked him to fucking sign it.
That's
to his credit, he fucking signed it.
Yeah,
that's so
pretty
good. Good on him for that. But yeah, it was just a fucking funny story.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got to mash up Misfits. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Misfits. Wait. So does that count as two?
I don't know.
You're the billionaire.
Yeah. It's going to be one show. So first, it will be Michael Graves.
Yeah.
Then Danzig to finish on a high. Then so
we've got
Misfits,
lots of variety here.
I'll probably get Metallica.
I feel a connection here between us. Our concerts are going to be the same.
Don't have Michael Graves.
Nah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Mate, he's all right.
Gravesy, so
Misfits,
Gravesy.
Metallica.
There's so many bands that.
No, Slipknot. Slipknot, that's one of mine. Marilyn Manson. And. Who would the other one be? Fuck. Actually, Violent Soho.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
No?
Like a
grunge.
Yeah.
Like an Australian grunge
like
band.
Like newer
they're,
sort of.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They're a newer band, but they're pretty fucking good.
All right. Bang off the bat, Rebecca Black.
Oh, yeah. You
Friday.
Yeah.
Going to get everyone pumped up.
10 minutes of just that song.
Time. It's half hour.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's an extended remix of...
Is the concert on a Friday?
Sure. It starts Friday, ends Monday. These are fucking long concerts.
Has she got the whole Friday set?
100%.
Sun
Friday
Sun
is
Sun
just her
yep.
pumping everyone up for the rest of it.
Fuck yeah.
Leading into Shaggy.
Yeah.
That's how long his concert's going for. How fucking pricey are the tickets, man?
$8.
$8? Holy
yeah.
shit.
He's a billionaire.
It's
doesn't
a fucking
matter.
Bargain.
Oh, so many people are going to come to watch Rebecca Black into Shaggy.
Honestly, I guarantee you, I reckon if we wanted Rebecca Black to play a concert, we could probably raise the funds to get her here.
Yeah.
I don't think she's charging too much.
No.
What's she doing?
Yeah. All right. Then we're going into... I'm going to combine two. I'm going to have Knowlesy and Casey Donovan.
Who's Casey Donovan?
Remember that
Donovan?
Bitch?
Casey Donovan.
Donovan.
Remember that bitch who won Australian Idol in the second season and has done nothing ever since?
I only know Shannon Nolan.
She's Australia's sweetheart.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was Casey James.
Nah. She's not even Australian, is
she? No, Kylie Minogue is Australia's sweetheart.
No, it's the Don now.
Really?
Yeah.
The Don
Bradman's not even known as the Don no more. Casey Donovan took it.
This chick, yeah. Casey Don. The Don.
So we're going Rebecca Black.
Yep.
Boom. Shaggy.
Yeah.
Straight into Don and Knowlesy.
Yep.
And then, what are we going to get into after that? We're going to get Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, if I can get him back.
Bit of Louis Armstrong. Acid trees, green, red roses too. Fucking,
we don't even need him. You can just do it.
Yeah, I'll just be doing blackface.
Jesus.
You got a shoe polish. Oh, no, maybe not.
Then the finish.
Yeah.
Andre Rieu.
Oh, the violin man.
Yeah, just for fucking a bit of comedy.
Yeah, true. Because everyone's all ramped up and shit from all the other acts.
That's
and then,
right. And they just
need
to laugh
out.
At these ridiculous faces.
And just
Andre Rieu. Fuck yeah. I like that.
That'd be a good anti-climax.
Yeah, yeah. That's a 4-day festival too.
That's huge, really.
And I'm not talking about like they repeat the acts each night. I'm not talking about these guys are going like 12 hours each.
So that's quite fitting because no one's really listening at that point. Everyone's just kind of recuperating from the fucking long weekend.
Yeah, everyone wants to sleep. Coming down. So like someone to come out and play.
And for $8.
Yeah, $8.
I'd pay.
And you can go to sleep, wake up, and see the same song.
You know what's going to happen, though, don't you? You're paying $8 for a ticket. That many people are going to get fucked up and that many drugs because they have to pay for like a big pricey ticket.
Yeah, you can't get in unless you're on drugs, too.
Yeah. You got to be on at least 3 drugs.
That's right. That's why you got to have like 40 points of ID. You got to have like 40 points of drugs.
I got pills. I got some acid here.
I got some coke.
You still need 60 points. I got some heroin. Yep, that'll do it. You're in.
Ice? No. That's a minus. Sorry. Get the fuck out.
All right.
It's an epidemic.
My next question.
Yep.
If you could live in any universe, like fictional universe, like, you know, Marvel or whatnot, which universe are you living in?
Probably not Marvel, because that shit would be scary.
Yeah, I know. I'm 100% going Pokemon.
Pokemon
would be fucking sick.
That'd be scary
sick.
Too.
Nah, it'd be fucking
having
sick.
A fucking Charizard just come and burn your shit off.
Yeah, but they're fine.
Only if you got like 8 badges.
Yeah, but they, like, how many times do they get burnt? They're just like, eh.
Actually, that is true.
Like,
Ash gets burnt all the time.
Yeah.
They just do a weird face and then they're like,
and they just kind of stiff for a moment. And
yeah.
That's it.
So like a Pikachu.
That's why we're able to catch them because we're just immune to their attacks.
Okay.
It's pretty brutal when you think about Pokemon too, because it's like, why are the Pokemon so in to fighting to like unconsciousness?
Yeah.
It's like there's no TKOs. It's like either you're fucking knocked out.
We're dead.
Oh no.
I mean, that's like saying who likes dog fighting? But yet, so many people into Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true. Pokemon is like kitty dog fighting.
you actually have like dog fucking Pokemon in Pokemon.
Fucking Pokemon.
It'd be like,
no, like dog.
Yeah, true. It's like Growlithe.
Yeah, that's it. Growlithe
and Mad Dog.
Ninetales.
Oh, yeah, there's all like those legendary dogs in that for like the second
Arcanine
one. Arcanine.
Yeah, so Pokemon Arcanine is like dog fighting,
it,
but it's okay.
Big Mad Dog.
What did I say? Ninetales? That's a horse, isn't it?
That's a fox or some shit.
Foxes.
You're thinking of Rapidash.
Rapidash. Ninetales had 9 tails, didn't
it? It did.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, crazy name.
fictional universe. Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky.
Imagine going to see Rocky Balboa actually fight. That'd be sick.
So
maybe not now when he's like,
it'd almost be like real life.
No, you can't go out and see Rocky Balboa fight.
You could be an extra in a movie.
Yeah, true. But that's Sylvester Stallone. It's not Rocky Balboa.
Oh, okay.
The fictional character.
Ah, so Sly doesn't exist. So, like,
not in
Cliffhanger is just, like, starring Rocky.
No, that was Arnie. Every Stallone movie...
It's similar to a Last Action Hero kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Every Stallone movie is just Arnie. But Arnie still exists as well.
And
so
Arnie is Jason Statham.
Arnie is every action movie. They just got him to do everything.
True.
Everything. He's Robocop.
Right, so we got Pokemon, we've got Rocky, Christian. What universe are you living in?
I don't know. Avatar would be a pretty sick world.
No, it wouldn't. That shit's boring. Avatar, the blue alien people.
Yeah. Do you know how fucking sick they would be? Flying around in dragons.
Oh,
you know, connecting your dick tail to other dick tails.
Yeah, don't
like,
they? Yeah, that's how they have sex, isn't it? They're like, they put their hair in someone else's hair or something.
I don't think it's
did
sex,
they not
but
explain
it seems that? Very sexual. I think it was like a memory thing. Like, you pass... Not like memory and shit.
That's
down.
Lame. I'd rather have sex than past memory.
Well, it seemed very sexual, but I don't know. I think off the top
maybe
of
that's
my
what
head,
you
of all the universes to pick, it does sound a bit boring.
Yeah, come on, Christian.
Why is it sound? What? I just like it.
Do you
want to
be
animals?
No.
I like
Avatar.
Nature. It seems like a very beautiful, naturey animal place.
Pokemon.
Oh, I thought you meant you were like
Pokemon. There's animals all around. You walk around everywhere. Sort of
I guess, but it's more
the,
polished though. It's
I thought
not...
you wanted to be the humans in Avatar that go and destroy the planet.
No. I want to be those big blue people.
But yeah. Okay, fair enough. Like the native one, or like. The Avatar one. So like you're a normal human, but you're in the Avatar.
I want to be the dude that gets like put in the body of an Avatar.
Yeah, so you're still human,
that.
But you're like,
because when you think about it, like, how often do you hear guys just like, I wish I could be a chick for a day just so I could feel my own boobs. It's like, imagine if you're imagine if you could be an alien that possibly had 6 boobs. Like, fuck. Like,
do they have 6 boobs?
I don't think they do, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, if you could
if you're a human and you could fucking transfer your mind into like an alien, like what if the so many people like do that.
I would 100% be
but it's
awful
not. It's like
woman.
A giant.
Like, I'd just be jamming anything in my vagina.
What was that?
Like, I'd be hanging off the back of mowers like a grass catcher. I'd be like forcibly pushing myself onto people. Like,
so you'd
I'd be horrendous. 100%. If I had a vagina, yeah. I just know what I'd be like with it. I had to be born in.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't say
you
that,
were,
right?
Like, a sexy woman, just you right now. If you just had a vagina.
Oh, if I was a woman, or if I got a sex.
Look,
change,
James,
I'd
this
be,
is Ben's truth, okay?
Yeah, true.
Like with a penis, I'm mild mannered Ben with a vagina.
I'd just
be on a rampage.
You're
a fucking.
I'd be horrendous. I'd just be pushing myself onto everybody.
Straight to jail. Yeah. You go straight to jail within the afternoon.
You're such a fucking savage. That your vagina has teeth.
That's right. Anything would be a dildo, and the thing is, when anything becomes a dildo, almost anything can be a dildo because it just opens up. The looser I get, the more things that become a chance.
Actually, if
something's half a chance, I'm putting it in there. And the more things that are half a chance, the looser I get, the more things that become half a chance.
You bring up a good point there, Ben, because like it's so much easier for girls to use shit to like jerk off with than dudes. Like, how hard is it? How hard was it for you? Not me, because I'm still single, so I still jerk off into shit. But, like, how hard is it?
Oh, I jerk off
more
now than when I discovered it. If anything,
yeah, but how hard is it to find
hands
something?
I once did, but if anything, I think I've got better. Like,
yeah, but how hard is it to find something to put your dick in that's comfortable compared to, like, a girl, putting something inside her? Like, they have so many more options.
It would be weird to just get penetrated.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that.
I feel like sex for me is getting stabbed.
But I know that you're saying like it can just be anything, but it really couldn't. Like you'd have to have something that's like nice. Like I couldn't put that laptop in my vagina.
Not at first.
Well, obviously.
That's true. Yeah. Or a phone.
That's what I'm saying. You start out. If anything, it's half a chance. You start at it. And the more things you jam in there, the more things that become
a
half a chance.
Could you do a cushion?
Okay, well, here we go.
No, that cushion.
We'll test it out. Off the top of your head, name five things that you can use as a dude to stick your dick in.
Toilet paper roll. A bucket of silly putty.
Yeah,
silly putty.
A holiday Devon log, a watermelon, and just a sink.
Just a sink. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're sticking your dick
I like
in
to
the
fill
hole.
A cold porcelain.
That's right. Yeah, that's five things. Easy.
Okay. What if you're
tonight.
A girl?
Anything.
Oh come on, cucumber, carrot. There's
so many
bottles.
Veggies.
There's bloody
spoons.
The Devon. The Devon I hollowed out.
You can put a spoon in there.
You can put a spoon.
A Frankfurt.
You can put a spoon in there.
Well, the Devon that I hollowed out to put my dick in, they can just use it.
You can use that to fuck her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you know how you do that. Yeah. You get a
Dickception.
You get a decor.
In a Devon and then a Devon. This has to be a category on porn. Deception porn.
Where were we before this?
I have no idea. What were we talking about?
Our universes. Because I said Avatar, and it would be cool to be a human transferring to an alien's body, and then worked our way to
with a vagina.
Yeah, Ben
what
had
a horrendous
vagina.
Human I'd be.
That's
is
right.
Almost anything. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you went with Avatar.
Yeah, I'll go with Avatar.
Oh fucking hell! Fuck yeah, that's sick.
All right, let me see what other questions I got. Dun dun dun. All right. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're just absolutely stuck? So I can give you an example.
Yeah.
So, my first job was at McDonald's, and so you do like three-hour training shifts, and then you get rostered onto an 8-hour shift kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the very first shift I did, I got rostered on, and then I was working away, and I got me, you get go on break, and I found you get like half price Maccas or some shit, so I like load it up. I'm like, oh,
fuck yeah.
You can't just get this anytime you work. So I like ate so much. And I went back to work, and I think I was supposed to finish at 11. And I went on break about 7. And I hit about 8 o'clock, and I needed the shit bad. But I didn't know what the rules were. So I was like, all right, well, I've got 3 hours. I'll just hold it. So anyway, it gets to about 9 o'clock, and I'm starting to struggle. You know, like you can like literally feel the last 6 inches of my colon. I'm like,
bit of a turtle head poking out.
And by 9:30, I'm actually in pain. So I'm like, all right. And I was like, I'm just gonna run to the toilet, quickly unload,
quickly unpack, and
no one will even know I'm gone.
Yeah.
So I run to the toilet. So to get to the toilets at McDonald's, you go in, and there was like a little change room with all the clothes hung up on the left. And then past that, there was another door with just a little single toilet and a sink. So I just run straight in there. I sit down. I unleash hell on this toilet. Shattered it is porcelain. Just absolutely furious. And I'm like, it just fucking falls out of me, basically. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel so much better. I look over. There is no toilet paper.
Fuck.
Oh no. God. What do I do? No. I'm like, maybe there's some in the change room.
You need toilet paper.
Yeah. And I'm like, maybe there's some in the little change room. So I'm like, looking at the door. There's no toilet paper in the change room.
Fuck.
I'm like, oh no. So I'm standing back in the change room. I'm like, fuck. What do I do? I see the sink. It's this tiny little sink. So I can't quite sit on it because it won't support me. But it's also a little too high that I can't get my asshole up to it. So I'm literally got my ass pressed as close to the sink as I can. I ran the tap full bore and I was like splashing water onto my ass trying to clean it. And just it was just thick and it just wasn't doing the job. So I was like, oh no. So I, at this stage, I'm like, I'm going to have to find something. So I walked back into the change room. I got my pants around my ankles. If at any stage anyone walked in, it'd just be me with a shitty ass, pants around my ankles, rummaging through shit.
On your first
shit.
So
I'm looking for something to wipe with, and I'm like, I've got no choice. I've got to use a shirt.
Oh, I thought it was
so then I'm like, all right, well, what size don't people wear? So I'm tossing up between a small and a medium. I'm like, I don't know if a small will be enough. Unfortunately, more people are mediums, but I think I need the real estate. So I literally grab this shirt. And I'm walking with it back into the toilet. And I look, just out of the corner of my eye, just before I walked in, I saw this box full of trayliners, these Teflon, like, coated trayliners. And I'm like, oh, they'd probably be better.
Someone's shirt.
So I literally grabbed, like, 80 of them and was just wiping. Because they're, like, literally for, like, making sure, like, buns and shit don't stick to the trays when you're, like, cooking them and whatnot. So, like, shit's not sticking to them. So I'm going through, like, 80 of them. And I'm, like, trying to flush them down the toilet. And I was gone for, like, almost half an hour. And I just went back to work. Like, nothing happened and no one said anything. I was like, where were you? Like,
holy shit. What would you have done if you used the shirt?
I was going to put it in the dirty clothes.
Someone would have had to wash
it. I was going to put it at the bottom.
So it definitely wouldn't have been you. They were like, it was a shitty shirt. Well, I've only been on today. It couldn't have been me.
I've only been here like 6 hours.
Fuck, man.
And that's the most stuck I've ever been in my life. Have you ever been?
Fair enough.
So, using that as an example, have you ever been in a situation where you're just fucking stuck?
Not that bad, but when I was working at
I've got another one.
Sandvik, they had toilets. Talking about toilets again, they had like cubicles.
Shit,
and there was like 15 cubicles or something. Like, that was heaps, and I was on the night shift, so I was like, oh, I need to go take a shit. So I went into like the middle one, and I was just kind of doing my business, and then I just heard someone be like, oh, is anyone in there? It was the cleaner. So like, at any time I could have been like, yeah, I am, and they probably would have been like, alright, I'll come back later. But I just said nothing. I was like, what the fuck, what do I do? And so she didn't think anyone was in there, so she just started mopping and shit, and I was like, I can't say now, oh, by the way, I'm in here. So I'm just sitting there with like my pants around my ankle, and she's mopping and shit, and she got to like outside the cubicle, and like 100, all the cubicles are open except mine, so she would have known someone was in there, and she would have just been like, why didn't they just fucking
yeah,
say
surely
no?
As soon as she walked in and looked at the cubicle, she would have seen that one locked and been like, okay, here's the shy guy.
But I just did not even think to just be like, it's such a normal thing to just be like, yes, I'm in here. She asked me, is anyone in here? Didn't say anything. That's probably the most awkward I've been, just like sitting there. And then, yeah, eventually she left, and then I was like, well, I have to wait until I know she's gone.
Yeah.
And then do it. But yeah, that was pretty shit. Again.
I've got one. So it doesn't have. Oh, actually, it involves a toilet as well.
Why is it always toilets? Toilets are the most only briefly.
Oh. So I was working at our Broadmeadow racetrack before I got my apprenticeship and shit as a chef and that. So I was just like a kitchen hand, and was work doing the catering for the weekend, and they gave me a full bowl. They gave me like a big
cup.
Yeah, they just gave me a big bowl. They just gave me a full massive bowl of cum. It's initiation.
Funny.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's an apprenticeship thing.
Well, it wasn't even an apprenticeship. It was just a kitchen.
Oh, thing. Shit. It's like a left-handed screwdriver. Yeah, you have to eat this bowl of cum.
Oh, dude, the amount of times when I was a chef, the amount of times we told apprentices to put fucking rice in the food processor to make rice flour. Noise it makes, it's so fucking funny to watch.
Someone came
jump
into work the other day looking for skyhooks as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah. You know Pete, the maintenance guy?
Yeah.
He turned around and he was like, oh, this guy just came in asking for skyhooks, and I had to tell him. He was like, yeah, the look on his face. He was just like, oh, really?
The best one is the long wait.
A what?
You go, send someone in for a long wait, and you just go out in the back and leave them out there.
Anyway, Christian, you're eating that bowl.
So,
with a fork, yeah.
Thanks. So, they gave me this big ass mixing bowl of like fresh chilies to chop up.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, chili cum. So I'm chopping up all these chilies, right? Probably got through about halfway through the bowl. All of a sudden, I need to go take a piss. I I've been holding on for a while, so I was really busting. So I was just in that mindset, like, I need to fucking piss. So I'll go in there, take a piss. Obviously, you know where this is going. I fucking walk out, like, wash my hands, walk out, fucking start chopping chilies. All of a sudden, I just feel this little bit of like a tingling in my balls. I don't know how, because like, I took a piss, I was holding my dick, I wasn't cradling my balls, but for some reason all the burning was pretty much going on. It was just all my
balls. In your balls.
And so here I am chopping these chilies in the middle of a kitchen, and my balls got to the point where it just felt like someone had like a lighter holding them underneath my fucking balls.
Midget
phone, and like, right? I was like sweating and everything. And like, shit. I was, because like, you know, it's embarrassing. Don't be like, oh, hey, like,
my balls are on fire.
My balls are on fire. What the fuck do I do? So I did end up going back to the toilet to try and like wash them off in the sink.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like the sink was in such an awkward height. So I'm kind of like getting on my tippy toes.
Yeah.
And like, so I can like get me balls out. Then I kind of had to like stretch my balls to like.
If anyone walked in on stretching your balls over the sink, go in the next cubicle, Ben's washing his ass.
What sort of fucked restaurant is this?
Yeah. What the fuck? But, this is a fucked up McDonald's.
So I ended up doing that, and I thought, oh, it's all good. Because the pain started going away. I was like, okay, sweet, it's all done. And I went back out. And then all of a sudden, it fucking started back up again.
Really?
I don't know what it was, because I just washed my balls, because like, nothing else was
burning. I don't know what it was, I just washed my balls.
I don't know if it was like, I washed my balls, I was all good, and then like...
You said balls with...
I was just going to say that. I don't know if it's because you said balls.
Like, you got a bunch of cows behind you, like...
Balls.
It just got so dirty again, I just washed
you. I thought you were saying like, balls. Like, the way you said balls.
Balls.
I was just washing my balls.
Just washing my balls.
I don't know. Maybe
my bowls.
My bowls. Sweaty bowls.
I don't know.
Bowls.
My throat's a bit fucked today, so it's hard to talk. It's probably all that. Yeah, I've got a bit of cum throat.
It's going to get fucked today.
Hey, we were just talking earlier as well. Do you reckon worldwide more girls get fingered or guys get handjobbed?
Yeah.
By the opposite sex.
Girls
like,
get fingered.
Not just, yeah, not handjobbed, you said. 100%. Yeah, that's what I said too.
100%.
Bree reckons more guys get handjobbed.
Fuck no.
No way.
Handjobs are like, they're not even good.
No, well, that's what I was saying. We've had like 15 years experience. No girls are going to come up and
it's like,
do a
literally,
better job.
Why would I get you to do badly what I can do well?
Exactly, yeah.
But no, here's another good reason. Here's another good explanation for that.
Fairness.
How much more desperate are dudes for sex than girls? So a dude will pretty much do whatever the girl asks for sex. So a girl usually wants to be pleasured first, so she's obviously going to ask to be fingered first, and then, you know, she gets what she fucking wants.
Can I please be fingered?
Excuse me.
Well, sorry, she fucking demands to be fingered.
But what are the chances of those little hot dog fingers, those little piggies, you know, just before dessert comes, you know, what do you reckon?
Well, the chance of slipping nose in and just fucking randomly with them.
A light fingering.
A light fingering.
Fuck.
A light fingering at a medium pace.
Yeah, at any given time, more people are getting fingered than getting handjobbed.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. I 100% agree with that.
I'm as burnt as
hell. Because girls don't really want to give handjobs, whereas dudes want a finger.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
That's true.
So girls don't really want to give handjobs either.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
dudes want a finger.
Yeah, because we know that's going to
get
them.
We
want to
get like as much of our body in there as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what I'm saying. Like dudes want sex so much more than what women do. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
towing was a thing. Like it just took off.
I'm sure it would be with foot fetish people.
Yeah, but like instead of fingering,
what?
It just towing. Like, towing kind of.
Oh,
thing.
So there's no fingering. It was just towing.
No, like your straight. Yeah, go to was just toes.
Wow. And that's where the term, like, getting toey...
I can 100% guarantee that is a thing.
Girls with tinier in their badge.
Oh, yeah. Athlete's foot.
Athlete's badge.
Oh, my God. That means there'll be girls that like a specific foot. I like a good foot that's been run for a day.
What? Does anyone say they like a specific finger?
I don't know. No, but, like, you're talking about a fetish is in a toe.
I don't think it was a fetish that he was talking about. Like, because everyone fingers...
Everyone fingers. New kids book by Jimmy. Everyone fingers.
Don't worry, you're
number
not,
one best.
You're normal.
You're normal.
Everyone fingers. That's why I got 10.
You finger yourself or you finger someone else.
Yeah.
You either get normal, busy fingering or die getting fingered.
Some days you finger, some days you get fingered. We should write inspirational.
Just imagine Morgan Freeman just like, sometimes. You get fingered. Other times, you're the fingerer.
The fingerer and the fingery.
Life's kind of funny.
Okay, first, the fingerer or the fingery.
All right, well, I'll steer the podcast around for a while. You guys got any questions or any what-ifs or...
Well, I was going to ask you
scenarios.
What's a funny work story, but I feel like Ben... You've already said your shit.
I've got plenty of stories.
Yeah, because I've got one that I thought of the other day as well. When I was working at a fruit and veg market, there was this guy, and he was just like this like huge stoner, like, but he just fucking loved animals. Like he wasn't a very good person, like as a human being or anything, but like he just loved animals. And he couldn't see very well either. He wore these big fucking Coke bottle glasses and shit. And we worked at night in a cold room, so it was always fucking obviously really cold. And we came in there one night, and he was just like by the heater that we had for like our feet under the table and shit. And he was just cuddling something in his jacket. So he took off his own jacket, his own jumper and stuff, and like wrapped something up in his arms. And we were like, oh, like... Kev, what are you doing? Like, what is it? He was like, oh, this fucking possum, like, got hurt out in the, outside and shit. It's and he's like, nursing it back to health, gonna take it to the vet the next day and all this shit. And we had a closer look and we're like, Kev, like, that's not a possum. That's a fucking rat. And it was the biggest swamp rat. Because we worked down in Sandgate, and the swamp was right in there. And it was this huge fucking swamp rat that he was just cuddling. Straight away, he was just like, what the fuck?
Animal lover,
and he just like chucked it. Like, it was just like, oh, what the fuck? Get out of here. But that was like the funniest
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Thing,
like,
man.
Fair enough, he's blind and stuff, but like, it must have been a big fucking rat
it was,
to look
it
at
was
and go,
huge.
That's a fucking possum.
No, honestly, from a distance, I would have thought it was a possum too. Like,
yeah?
It was massive.
Fucking hell.
Fuck yeah. I got bitten by a possum as well at a wedding. Because that just reminded me, at Bree's uncle and auntie's wedding in like Bega, and we were having dinner and they were doing the speeches and shit. Was that like... It was outside somewhere, and I was right near the railing, and there's this possum. I was like, holy shit, a possum. And I'm like, you know, pretty tanked. And they're doing, like, wedding speeches. Like, it was all fucking, like, the sisters saying speeches. And then a bit of carrot. And I was like, oh, I'm going to feed this possum some carrot. And I'm pretty sure like the whole table was just kind of watching. It was one of those moments like in high school when you were just like watching me do something stupid. And I was just like putting this carrot in this possum. And it just like, I thought it was just going to bite this carrot, but it just latched onto my thumb. And I'm like, shit. Just like,
you're going to get rabies or some shit.
The carrot was right next to my thumb, but it just chomped my thumb. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I pulled it back. And it pissed off. And I don't think anyone up the front heard me or anything, but everyone at the table was like, what the fuck are you doing? They feed a possum while the wedding speeches are happening. Dickhead.
That's how good the wedding is.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to feed this. But if you see a possum, you're going to feed it if you have a carrot, aren't you?
Yeah, to be honest, I probably
nearly would. Any animal yeah. you'd feed, wouldn't you? If you saw a live crocodile.
Yeah, a carrot.
They're notorious for liking carrots,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, saltwater crocodiles love carrots.
Yeah,
yeah.
Carrotidile.
Yeah.
They love them. Well, yeah. That was a weird work story. Christian's balls are on fire at one time in his work.
What about you, Ben?
I got two. One's again at McDonald's. So,
which McDonald's was this?
Broadmeadow.
Never eaten there again.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
Horrendous.
For one. So on my lunch break or dinner break or whatever it was, one day instead of getting any food to eat or anything, what I decided to do is there was a fridge, big fuck off fridge. And on one of the shelves, they had all these boxes of the shake sundae mix, like the bags and whatnot. I don't know what... I didn't have anything planned. But what I did was I got all of them down, laid down on the shelf, and then I stacked them all back up in front of me. And I didn't actually tell anyone I was doing this. No one knew I was doing this. And I was just laying there for no reason.
And hiding behind these.
Just like, do you remember Tony Tamplin?
Yeah.
He saw it because he was working with me. But there was this dude there called Matt, and he just sucked. And for some reason, it worked out perfectly because he came in to get a box of it, and there was Tony and some girl there standing at the door who just like followed him for some reason. So like two people saw it. But he literally took the box in front of my face, and I was like, "Hello!" And I scared the shit. He like literally squealed and like dropped it and shit. And I was like, I had no intention of like. I didn't plan to see. I didn't tell anyone about it, so I wasn't like, "Oh, I'll go get someone and we'll play." Yeah. It just so happened like that.
Holy shit!
And he absolutely squealed like a girl, and two people saw it. It was the best thing ever.
Fuck yeah!
But the other one was when I worked at Super Cheap.
Hello.
My regular manager was away. We had this lady filling in, and at the time they sold Rampage speakers. It was a brand, and anyway, a customer wanted to buy some Rampage speakers. The manager goes, "Oh, Ben, can you go out back to the stock and get some Rampage speakers?" And I was like, yeah, no worries, I can do that. What I heard was, "Can you go Rampage through the stock for some speakers?" So I went out the back. Now, you know the oil racks are super cheap?
Yeah.
They're like, 12 foot high. Behind them, on the other side, it was like pallets stacked up as high as them. Yeah. With just stock. And then to the right of them against the wall is a cupboard where the speakers are just kept nice and neatly by themselves. So I had to go open them up, get some speakers out, and go back. But instead what I did was I climbed up on these pallets and I was just stomping and like, rah! And I was like literally stomping. And I was out there for like 5 minutes. I'm like, this is a really odd request, but anyway. And she literally walked out back and she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm rampaging for speakers." And she's like, "I asked you to get Rampage speakers." And I was like, "Oh, that makes more sense."
Imagine them up at the front counter, like, they're just silently looking at each other and you just hear you, like, rampaging in the distance. Fucking smash, smash. Holy fuck, man. That's so good. Rampage for some speakers. But if anyone tells you to go rampage somewhere, you're going to do it, aren't you?
Yeah. 100%.
You're going
to
rampage.
You're getting paid.
Never turn
down
a chance to rampage.
Fuck no. Feeding animals and rampaging. Fucking absolutely.
What?
Do it fucking now.
Fucking did it.
Did it. Talked a big word.
What was I going to say? Oh yeah, my car. My shit ass Mazda. Oh sorry, my lovely car. Yeah, this is a pretty sick
It's
car.
Like we're driving on our red peas. Yeah. Driving around.
The best way to describe this sound to you, Ben, is that it sounds like a Subaru WRX, but with like sawdust.
Sounds like a
running
fat woman when they're wheeling out cheesecake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good impersonation of the fucking cat sounds guy, like.
Yeah. Oh, you just think of a woman.
Yeah, you know how, like, some newer cars that they actually have a mode, like, for these sports car, new modern day sports cars, where you actually have, like, the sound of a loud engine coming through the speakers because the engine's quiet. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's dumb.
That's thing.
Dumb as hell.
Yeah, so we should do a recording of my car's sound.
So people to can, like,
do a podcast from the car. Yeah.
Sell your car's sound to Ferrari to put through their speakers.
Yeah. No, but basically, you know, that piece of shit, it's a big piece of shit, but yeah, I want to take that to Ash Island when it's at the end of its days and we flog it.
Me and Carl were talking about like the whole COVID outbreak and whatnot.
Mm.
And I think we're kind of getting into our something to do like, you know, the whole vaccines and something I'm about Big Pharma, basically, you know, like when people refer to Big Pharma, you know, pharmaceuticals and whatnot.
Dirty cunts.
And I just, we ended up turning into Big Pharma. It's just this gigantic farmer.
The Big
Pharma. And he's the guy who's getting all the money. It's just some big fat farmer out in the bush. He's like, get quiet, Jim. Take care of the farm no more. Money's a bit more than them handouts, you know. Can't seem to wrangle them hogs and my own free will. No, we got you, Big Pharma, don't worry. We're going to get the vaccine as fast as we can, Big Pharma.
Like, Texas
hurry.
He's just out in the bush in New South Wales.
I just imagine him in like a tub, like,
with a big straw hat on.
Big tub. Like, new assistance. Big Pharma needs your help.
And when you say Big Pharma, like, he's gonna be a big boy.
Yeah, he's big fat guy. That's why he needs help.
It's like 10 foot tall.
Yeah, 10 foot tall, and like 400 kilos.
Yeah. a metric ton. Has to be forklifted around. So that's who Big Pharma is.
That's who Big Pharma
is. He's getting
is.
All
it's
the
not
vaccines.
Pharmaceuticals. It's just a big fat.
It's just a big. Like, it's just not like the fat farmer. It's just the big farmer.
Big farmer.
He is a huge man.
He is huge.
He's a
huge. What do you see him?
He's the size of a fucking Kia.
You'll see
so what does he eat now? Because if he hasn't got none of his livestock, where's he?
Oh,
eat?
No, he's got enough to feed himself.
Big farmer always looks after himself. Maybe he just eats roadkill.
Big farmer always looks after himself.
Yeah.
Eats a cow a day.
Hey, speaking of roadkill,
all
right, I've got something off the top of my head.
All right, here we go.
Off the top of my head.
What?
This is going to be good.
Oh, we talked. I thought you meant
guys,
you found something.
Guys, if I could just interject with an idea. Sure, Christian, we'd love to hear it. Hear what?
What is it? What are we talking about?
No.
What are you talking about?
What have you guys got any ideas?
What are two foods that don't usually go together?
Come.
Bread. But you actually eat it. Like,
common bread.
No, like,
Ben just said his answer.
No, like, you know, like Vegemite and honey.
Oh,
or
Vegemite
something like
honey.
That, you know, like just
do you actually eat Vegemite and honey?
No, I haven't.
Honey,
you know, like,
you mean bee cum?
Goo. My brother actually has honey, Vegemite and cheese.
What?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Well, he says it's good, but I mean,
you know what I used to eat?
You know, apparently it's delicious.
Yeah,
mustard on watermelon.
What?
Apparently, mustard on watermelon.
Nah, someone's pulling your leg for sure.
No.
I heard it on another podcast where they actually did it. And they're like, oh shit, it's actually not bad. Like,
really?
They're like, I wouldn't crave it. I'd still rather just eat a watermelon.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not bad.
But what's it do?
Fuck do I know? I've never eaten it.
That's so weird.
We need to get a watermelon
and
a
mustard.
Yeah, let's get some mustard and watermelon. What sort of mustard is it?
American.
Yeah,
maybe hot English.
I got it was when we were young. We were like having a sandwich at my house, and making a sandwich. And I got the mustard out, and it's hot English mustard. And he was like, "Oh, is this very hot?" I was like, "No, you got to put a fair bit on it and stuff." And he
classic stitch up. See, Pat, that's a stitch up.
Yeah. I remember when I bit into it, I like immediately got tingling from the bottom of my jaw all the way up to the top of my fucking head. It was so hot.
It was so hot, and I made him eat the whole thing as well. I was like, don't waste bread, man.
Well, yeah, because I was at your house. I mean, yeah. Also, as well, I mean, how old were you? Like, bit 10, 20, 12, somewhere like
4 and 15, I guess. Somewhere 15. In there.
Four but in light now.
At that time, also, I used to eat peanut butter and tomato sauce sandwiches. And I thought that was the fucking best thing in the world.
What? Oh, wow.
Peanut butter and tomato sauce sandwiches.
Peanut butter and tomato sauce.
Yeah, I haven't had one in years. But and I also used to get up early on a Saturday morning and watch cartoons. I'd make myself breakfast. But my breakfast was just a piece of bread with some cheese on it, microwave for 40 seconds, and that was my that's cheese on toast, but it was just cheese on bread.
Was it that cheese plastic cheese?
No, I think it was like a block of cheese.
Oh, right.
But it was just like...
That's not terrible.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if I had it now, it would be terrible. But, yeah, peanut butter...
Depends how well it melts.
Yeah. Who knows? That's nostalgia is a powerful thing, my friend.
That's true.
And I'm going with cum and bread.
Yeah.
That's a bad combo.
What about you, Christian? You got something?
I know it was my question, but I can't really think of anything.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in your years.
You do no prep for this whatsoever.
No, I really don't do any prep for this.
That's the best thing.
I just go off the top of my head.
So your years of being like a professional chef, you haven't come across...
Oh, actually, yeah, like... it's not nice, but ice cream and Worcestershire sauce, actually.
What?
I've had that.
Why have you had that?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see if it would work.
And it didn't.
No, it didn't work. Actually, just like, the extreme like flavour of like Worcestershire, like the intensity of it, with like the
light
creamy sweetness, I thought maybe
so
it could be something
there. That you're just like there, that you're like, oh, yeah. I want to just try it to see if it works. Just do it and just immediately, like, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I still like cooking. I just fucking experiment and just make new shit. And a lot of times it doesn't work, but I mean, you know, when it does, it does.
When it doesn't work, just get a bowl of cup.
Some bread, lap it up.
Entire bowl.
When I was like 14, my little sister broke her arm. Mm-hmm. So mum had to take her to hospital. And she's like, you're going to have to get your own dinner tonight. I'm like, all right, check, got it.
To a 14-year-old.
This is not gonna be. To me, so I go in the kitchen and I'm like, all right, dinner, what are we doing? And I just look over and I'm like, bread, good start. We can do anything with bread.
Then you look down at your dick.
Come.
There we go.
That was awful.
But
what did I think it was going to be better tonight? No, I see bread. I'm like, all right, bread, check. We're off to a good start. Next thing I saw was a donut. I'm like, I fucking love it.
Oh, my donut sandwich. Donut sandwich. I literally bit into it and I was like, ugh. And I just didn't eat dinner that night.
And then I just ate the
donut. I didn't even do that, I just gave up on both of them. I was like, you guys have both betrayed me. You can get on just
bread,
going,
good.
I'm going hungry.
No, so good. Did you use two slices of bread or was 100%. Just one?
Did you butter it?
No, I didn't like butter back then. I still don't really.
So it's just two bits of bread. We're doing a donut. Cinnamon donut or a chocolate donut?
No, like a strawberry glass donut.
That's so weird.
It wasn't good.
But wouldn't that just kind of taste like fairy bread sort of thing? Because it's like...
No.
Did it have sprinkles on it?
It didn't.
Yeah. It didn't taste good.
No?
Try it out, Christian.
I am going to try it.
Dare
to. A donut sandwich.
What's that fucking peanut butter and tomato sauce?
Yeah, I need to try that again. Because it's really good.
I'm actually really hungry now. I think about it.
Yeah, same.
I don't eat much before comedy shows.
Yeah,
actually,
tomato sauce.
I do, but I don't have bread. But you know, because what it would be like is kind of like a satay thing, because it's like peanut, but then like a tomato-y kind of sauce.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe peanut butter, tomato sauce, and noodle sandwich.
Is it noodle or doodle?
Both. Noodle doodle.
Noodle doodles. Doodle noodles.
Yeah, doodle noodle.
Actually, one one thing I used to do when I was a teen, which was really weird, or when I was younger, fucking get like salami, put it, layer it in the bottom of the bowl, and then get cheese, layer that in the bottom of the bowl, then put it in the microwave and like nuke it for like 2 minutes high.
Really?
Yeah, just cook the shit out of
That's
it.
That's disgusting.
It was so tasty, and whenever I finished it, there was like this layer of grease.
Salami. All I've got in my head is salami, cheese, and cum.
That's what it was, wasn't it?
No, it's just salami and cheese, just nuked in a microwave.
Oh, that doesn't sound bad.
No.
No, it doesn't sound bad, but...
But it's just like a melty mess. Like a melty, cheesy mess.
But the amount of,
like... Italian nachos.
The amount of grease and shit that was left on the bottom, like liquid, was so gross, but I drank that too.
That was a gum. You should see, when I have lunch with Pat at work, and he always goes over to the servo and gets like a schnitzel roll or something, wrap, and he comes back, and he gets to like the bottom of it, and he always shows it to me, and it is just swimming in oil. Just like just greasy shit, and I'm like, bro. And he's always like, I can't fucking eat that. Chucks it out. He's just eaten like 3/4 of it and 2 scallops and a fucking big lamb cutlet and shit. And he's like, that's what did it for him. He was like, no, not going to eat that shit.
But, why does he keep buying them then?
I don't know, all the time. And he was like, oh, don't get the rissole roll because it's shit. And we went over there for lunch.
How do you fuck up a rissole roll?
I don't know, but I was like, oh, can I get a schnitzel roll? And she grabbed one and she was like, oh, that's the rissole roll. Like... And I was like, oh, yeah, not one of them. And she's like, oh, not today. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I just heard they're really shit. And I was like, I better stop. I was like, the chef was like, or whatever, was just like right there. And I was like, chef, quotation marks. But I was like, I didn't even think of it. And I was like, I was just about to say, like, yeah, no, I heard they're heaps shit.
When I was a kid, we went to the Big Banana. And I remember my old boy was like, you were walking around with him. And he's like, oh, they got banana splits. Do you guys want a banana split? Me and my sister were like, for a reason. Like, no, we're all right. He's like, oh, buggy, I'm getting the banana split. He's so excited for this banana split. He's like standing in front of like this little cart where this guy's making it. He's like, come get me banana split. And we're like, yeah, cool, Dad. And then Old Mate gives it to him. He took one bite and just goes, this is shit. And just dropped it in Old Mate's bin and walked off. And Old Mate's just standing there like, what the and they just never mentioned it. Like nothing was ever mentioned about it again. He like was like so keen for this banana split, took one bite, just goes, This is shit.
So
drops it.
What I'm
beer.
Gathering, the taste was so horrible he just wanted to forget about it.
I don't know.
Had he never had a banana split?
I don't know if it just wasn't what he thought.
I think
it
maybe
was
it traumatized him. He was just like, I don't want to bring that up.
How bad is it when you're excited for something and it's shit though?
That is bad.
That is, the worst feeling in the world. Nothing compares to that. Like, just fucking horrible, man.
Did you guys ever go to Tomty Land?
Yeah, up Nelson's Bayway.
Yeah, that rock thing is now.
Yeah. It's like a really shit.
It's like the worst theme park in the world.
Really? I remember the ad for it.
It was horrendous. But really? We went there with some family friends, and it was one of the funniest days I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Because you remember that game they used to have? Where you had all these guns on the side and someone drives around in a tank and you get to shoot them in the... You know,
is that war?
Yeah.
That fun game?
So
war?
There was this game where basically you could get in this tank with people.
At Tomty
Land. You get in a tank with one of the people. I don't even think one of the people were in it. And you drive around in it and all these people have guns with like these tennis balls in them basically and they shoot the tank and I don't know why it's fine. But anyway, my dad and his mate were doing that. And now, everyone is having a go when driving the tank. They're like, all right, when you're done... pull back up over on the side here and get out and then, And anyway, one guy's out there driving it. Anyway, they go, all right, time. And so he just opens the hatch and climbs in. He's like in the middle of the arena and everyone at once just started shooting him. And they're like, cut the guns! Cut the guns! Everyone's just beating his
name
with tennis balls.
As if he wouldn't.
Staff would just be like, cut the gun.
Yeah, it's like apocalypse now. But you'd take that opportunity, wouldn't you? You'd just be like, he's immediately out. It's one of those things that no matter what, like everyone in the vicinity just had the same thought at the same time. He's like, yeah,
like, get him.
And then to this day, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. So they had these two water slides. And at the end, they're next to each other and they're like twisting. They had all these turns on really big water slides and whatnot. And at the end, there's this big, long, rectangular pool. And I was standing there watching people go down. And actually, I think I went down them earlier in the day. And there was one where the final corner, you just kind of, like, really rode up it. Like, you almost got up on the side of it. And, and then you go down and land in the water. And we're watching this one guy, and he was just, like, launching himself into all the corners. And he's, like, fucking fanging down it.
And he doesn't know that this last corner, you almost come out of it just naturally. So he like swings himself into it. He literally comes out of the slide. He landed on the edge of the pool, rolled the whole way along, and only and like landed out of it. Only his feet got wet. And he got so fucked up. It was just this dude getting ragdolled like, along the edge of a pool.
His arms are being flayed off.
Fucking only his feet got wet.
The poor guy.
He got so fucked up. And everyone, no one would help him. Everyone was laughing so hard.
He's in pain, like crying out in pain.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
And everyone's laughing.
Like, imagine watching some gun come out of a slide, land on the edge of the pool, and roll the length of the pool, and end up at the end almost dry. He's like, I'm gonna get wet.
Wait, you know, sweet, that reminds me, you know, the that toboggan. The toboggan ride up there, Nelson's Bayway.
Yeah.
You're not banned from there.
Really?
How did you get banned from there?
We fucking. This was back when I was married and shit. So we had like the stepson and stuff. So we went up there to go tobogganing together. Like they did do it. So when we went there, we hopped on them. They did the little fucking, what do you call it? Where like they demonstrate, like tell you not to do this and that and fucking whatnot. I can't think of an actual name for it, but
you almost had it.
Demonstration. Yeah. The fucking they did like a demonstration and shit like that. And they said when you come down, you know, like as you come down near the end, put like slowly put your brake on and just kind of gradually come in. And I'm like, yeah, no worries. So get up, go up there, fucking, you know, let the machine let's go. We go flying down the hill. Then we get, I'm coming down and I'm getting to what looks like near the end and I'm like, should I be braking soon? I'm like, nah, it doesn't look like it's in yet. And I'm having heaps of fun, so I'm not braking. And then next, I turn this corner. Next thing I know, here's like the fucking stopping bay. I'm going full pelt. I'm like, fuck. So like, pretty much like grip the brake with both hands and just kind of like reef it. I've made such a horrible screeching noise as I come into the stopping bay where everyone's waiting to like get on for the next ride and the staff are there and I'm just come slow and going grinding. They're all just staring at me. I'm like, oh shit, they're probably gonna like tell me not to do that again. And I get off and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? They're like, you should have braked when you seen the bloody brake sign. I'm like, what brake sign? And I legitimately didn't see a brake sign. I might have just not seen, so I was, you know, having too much fun.
It's fucking huge.
But, but like, yeah, they like ran it on like,
you're
know,
braking,
you're supposed to, yeah, they're like, you're supposed to brake, you know, firmly and supposed to brake all the way out there and stuff. Like, you could have, you know, broken the mechanism and stuff and it costs all this money. And they're like, you're banned. You're never fucking coming back here again. I'm like, what? And I'm like, you're banned. And I was like, oh. And like,
all right, let's go there and see if your band holds up.
I felt horrible. I was like, oh.
They won't remember.
Probably would have been like 8 years ago.
Yeah, they
probably wouldn't remember. But
do it again. Do the exact same thing.
again.
Imagine if it's like we walk through the gates and straight away they're just like, get the fuck out, Christian.
They didn't even do that. They just put me in
the head. That's block. The guy who just drank and sucked on those dicks.
Get the gun.
Get the gun.
Oh, man.
He was fucked up a toboggan ride. Fucking get him.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been banned from
anywhere. No?
No, I don't think I have either. I'm a pretty good dude.
What about, have you ever been kicked out of anywhere?
Oh yeah, millions.
Have you ever almost? Have you ever been kicked? Have you ever been kicked? Going to get kicked out, but then they've actually decided to let you stay.
Maybe. Ben just reminded me just then of Ben Power Spew when it was Anzac Day one day, and we went to the Town Hall Hotel in Waratah, and it was like 10 in the morning, and we're drinking, and it was like the last for happy hour or something like that, $2 schooners or something.
I think we'd been up since like 5 and had pumped so many beers.
Oh, yeah. So, man, like we were plastered. And I was like, oh, Ben, like, it's the last $2 Sienna's order. Like, drink your drink, I'll get you a new one. So I made him Scully's drink. Like, I finished mine, and it was probably like a full schooner.
Yeah, it was close to.
Yeah. I was like, quick, Scully, your drink, I'll go get another one. Scully, I went inside and came back out and got the beers and came back out, and Ben was just gone. And these people were like hosing the ground. Shit. I was like, what happened? And he just like projectile vomited everywhere, right near where they were cooking the barbecue.
Right behind them. So literally, I had a beer and Jimmy's like, do you want a beer? I'm like, yeah, give me one more before the thing ends. He's like, yeah, but you're going to have to finish that one.
For some reason.
Yeah, there's no reason to. I could have simply just been double parked.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. So I just got like, I absolutely smashed this beer, and I'm like, straight away, I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Instant regret. Yeah. And you know what's coming.
I'm standing there, and to the right of me, there's like two people cooking on these long barbecues. And I just fucking launched this spew. It would have gone about, I reckon, 2.5 meters. It just, yeah. I remember, blah, and I was like right behind me cooking food for everyone. And they're like, yeah, get out.
Straight away, just get out.
Get out.
Fuck, that's so good. I remember spewing on the counter at the Duck's Nuts. It was called. I don't know what it's called now, but it's not called the Duck's Nuts. But yeah, it was like the seediest little bar, and I remember like drinking.
Was that the pub in on the corner in Newey, wasn't
it? Yeah,
yeah, Newcastle. Yeah, yeah.
And just on the counter, and there was not many people in there, and I remember just like taking some drinks, and then just like spewed all over the counter, and I was like, oh fuck! Just went to the toilet and like peed and shit, and like cleaned up, and I came out, and the spew was just gone. I was like, oh sweet! Just like sat back down and ordered another beer. Just like, I don't know who cleaned it up. Obviously the counter staff.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't suspect me or anything like that.
I'll tell you, when I was in Dubbo, that guy threw up and they just did nothing.
So, I was standing out in the smoking area with everyone. And I was watching this little skinny dweeby dude. He had like this leather...
dweeby.
He had this denim jacket with like the like little fur around the collar and whatnot. And he's like walking along. He's like popping and locking it and shit like that. And he just goes... bleh. and throws up on the ground. And I literally look over at the RSA guy, like, and he, I see, like, he's seen it,
yeah.
And he sees that I've seen him see it,
yeah.
And then I'm like yeah. And this guy walks past him inside, and the RSA guy goes, like, rolls his eyes, like, oh, like, it's like, because he's seen me, I'm looking at him, like,
do
something, and so he walks in, follows this guy in, I'm like, alright, he's going to go kick this guy out. 2 minutes later, this little cunt comes walking back out, popping and locking again and shit, I'm like, how is he still here?
Like the face you do with just that's what it was. Just like popping and logging.
It's just his casual little.
It's just his casual spew as he walked along.
It's like, oh, he was walking so down a catwalk, and then when he gets to the end, he's just like, and then turn
it was
around
so gross
there
though, because I ended up in the pokey room because I was kind of trying to get away from a guy. But anyway,
was it that guy?
No, it wasn't that guy. Yeah. But anyway, I ended up on my own at the end of the night. And I was sitting there playing pokey like $20 and it wasn't going up, wasn't going down. I was just chilling out. But there were so many times I thought there was about to be a fight. But all it turned out to be was guys hitting on women, but it was just really aggressive. Oh.
Jesus.
It just, yeah. But it was like, but it wasn't like, the women like weren't like pulling away from it. They're like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was just seeing the way, like, it should just be like, I'd be sitting there playing and you just hear, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, oh, who's better? And I turn around and you're like, you're gorgeous.
It's just some dude shooting birds. And it wasn't the same guy. It was just over and over again.
About 5 times, I thought there was going to be a fight, so I'd turn around to see who was there, and it was just some dude trying to pick up. I'm like, this is really aggressive.
Did it even work?
I didn't see him pulling away or getting like off-put by it or anything, really? So I don't know.
Dubbo just seems easier. Oh, fucking Dubbo.
Anyway, that's an hour 20, so...
Fuck yeah.
Is it? Shit, yeah.
Yeah, time flies when you're fucking talking about cum.
Talking about bowls of cum and Christian eating them.
Alright, any signing off words?
No.
I don't know.
Listen to it again.
And listen to this twice so we have the listens.
Then we have 2 views. And also, if you're going to spew on a bar, just do it at the Duck's Nuts.
And then quickly leg it to the toilet, yeah. And then come back and your problems will be solved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Catch you. Yeah, that sounds very fun. Catch you, guys.
Beautiful.
You.